Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In the past 20 years, two projects have done more than any others to popularise the appeal of urban renewal in a way that's, as you might say, off the charts. Two projects that have been aspired to, emulated, plagiarised, and all stations in between, and by everyone from city planners to city dwellers. We are, of course, talking about the Guggenheim Bilbao and the High Line. These two structures have become benchmarks for how you turn a place around. Their names are regularly followed by the word effect, as in, our project will have the Guggenheim effect. But there's another project that's doing rather well at joining that duo of city makers, MART, the Museum of Art, Architecture and Technology on the banks of the Tagus River in Lisbon. Opened in October 2016, it's the work of the British architect Amanda Levitt, whose style is more of the sinuous, shimmering and organic variety than modernist right angles. And that's what she's given to Lisbon, a building that stretches like a sunbather along the riverbank. Or is it a breaking wave or a ship? Covered in thousands of angular white tiles, it looks different in every light, from soft pink at dawn to burning white come afternoon. It's a building for the Instagram age, and many of the people who flock here pose to be shot on its steps and then leave in search of a pastel donata, never even making it to the gift shop. But that's not necessarily bad. MART, you see, has become a city emblem, a reflection of the city's transformation and its embracing of modernity, and to becoming the home of numerous things, tech. Just touching it seems to reaffirm this new truth. And it's also delivered pride. Every time you go there, a taxi driver or local will ask you what you think and then tell you how great they think it is. This stretch of the river in Belém delivers other monuments to their age too, including the Monument to the Discoveries, which, when it was built in the 1960s by the dictator Salazar, was an earlier attempt to instill pride and revitalise this incredible area. But in the end, it's been a much less brazen piece of architecture that has won the day and delivered a potential MART effect. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.